T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jamie and Stoney on a Friday morning, 97.1 The Ticket. Careful driving out there. A little bit of ice on the roads with some frozen rain, which is going to shift over to snow. We'll see how it goes. So Mike Florio, of course, is one of the leading voices, Pro Football Talk in football. Does a great job. We've had him on the show before. Great information man, and does a show every morning, essentially a radio show on TV on NBC Sports Network, along with Chris Sims and Peter King, amongst others. So he and Peter King were talking about how the Niners can stop Patrick Mahomes. Too bad we didn't have this audio yesterday. Yeah, we talked to Robert Saleh.
I know.
Because, I don't know. It's an interesting clip. Now.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the – well, first of all, you said you've read that he's now saying this has been taken out of context.
And then today's he's – well, not that it's taken out of context. There is the part of – the clip that made most of social media.
The
was
one we
actually,
just heard.
No, it was actually shorter than that.
And then just
it took out the one thing I don't want to say that they should hurt him or whatever the heck the statement was.
Yeah, he basically gave himself the premise of, look, I'm not suggesting that the 49ers try to take out Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
But what I am saying, and I'm not kind of repeating what he's saying, is if you have a chance to hit him, hit him.
Exactly.
And I think part of this clip is a little bit based upon the run he had against the Titans.
Oh, yeah, because they talked about how they had a chance, and instead of tackling him and running out of bounds, or they tried to strip the ball, and that was a mistake.
But even and I do think there was some element of the Titans in that play that forgot he was a runner and thought of him as a quarterback, and so therefore wanted to treat him as a quarterback and not a runner, when at that point in time he was a runner. And
correct.
They could have been, because he didn't try to slide on that play.
No.
As we know, he dove into the end zone.
Well, I agree. If you're going to hit him, you hit him hard.
Yeah.
It's like in basketball, I can't stand when guys get, an and one, and the and one is like, a touch foul. If you're going to foul a guy who's shooting, at least don't let him shoot, what I mean? And this is the same situation. If you're going to hit the guy, hit him hard.
But
legally, but hit him hard.
But I do have a little bit of a problem, though, with him saying, in that instance, you take a 15-yard penalty to send a message. First of all, I don't think you can send a message to Mahomes.
No.
Second of all, I don't want to give the Kansas City Chiefs an added 15 yards and an added first down. That's another thing as well. And third, I think it's kind of an insult to the 49er defense, which proved again last week and has proven all season long, thanks in large part to our guy Robert Saleh, that they're one of the best defensive units in the game this year. So, you play the game. I'm not comfortable with what Florio said there. And while maybe that's the kind of stuff that gets said in the locker room, I mean, the Niners are obviously never going to say that. They're never going to, even if they have a couple of 15-yarders on Sunday and, afterwards have to answer for it, they're never going to say, that was part of our message, was to send a message or
right.
part of our point.
Well, the part of the clip that wasn't played or was heard on social media a lot, where he expands and he says, if someone had blown up Patrick Mahomes inside the 5, big deal. If it goes from the 4-yard line to the 2-yard line, big deal. So again, I'm not saying that they should be part of the deliberate effort, but the Super Bowl is riding on it. And if this guy's going to think he can run through the defense without any physical consequence, they need to dispel him of that notion the first time he tries.
You're right. You need to take everything he says, I'm fine with, except the penalty part. Because there's nothing wrong with saying hit Mahomes hard.
Yeah.
He needs to be hit. Has he really ever been hit in his career?
I don't know.
Let's try to rattle him. Let's see if we can get him off his game. All these things are fine.
Right.
But you can't say deliberately take a penalty, because then you're almost headhunting. It's so picking apart words.
It's also,
this guy, Mike Florio, is he's really good at what he does.
I agree.
And, when you're not doing more and more media and speaking and podcasts and videos on your website and NBC, you're going to say something and have a slip of the tongue. I bet he regrets saying take a penalty.
Well, I bet you're right.
But what he says is, it also depends on time and situation. He says, big deal if you get a penalty at the 4-yard line and it gets moved to the 2. That's his point.
But that's after the fact, in my mind. I think
that's what he said. That's what he said in that clip that we didn't hear.
Okay, but he also did say 15 yards.
Yeah.
If we play the clip again, yes, he says, does. You know, if you have him on the sideline, he did say, yes. Sometimes you're willing to sacrifice the 15 yards.
Right, he did say that too.
I think that's a porch. Even if you can get physical with Mahomes and you can maybe send a message to Mahomes, I'm not giving that guy 15 more yards. That to me is that's the flaw in the statement. Above and beyond all the, oh, football's a violent sport. Yeah, we get that. And look, I mean, every time you go into a game with a good quarterback, or in this case, a great quarterback, you want him on the ground. You want him to be, you know, feel the pressure even when the pressure is not there. You want all those things. And look, it's Mike Florio saying this. This is not Kyle Shanahan right. or Robert Saleh. I mean, if one of those guys said it, then we'd have a real issue.
But Kansas City and the fan base is all up in arms about this because especially the fact there was the shortened soundbite that made Twitter. Mm-hmm.
I think it was taken out of context a little bit too. I would defend Florio a little bit here. I saw some headlines going around, put him in a body bag, Florio, you know, and stuff like that. It's just, you know, and you know what? This is the first like meat and potatoes for the Super Bowl. So everybody's kind of like overreacting because it is the Super Bowl.
Right.
Just like I think people overreacted last week. Anybody that thinks the Titans or if they did lay off hitting him on that run, it was idiotic.
It was just really poor tackling.
The timing. There was the Chiefs, if they kept him kept him out of the end zone, they had one more play because of time.
Yeah.
Because they foolishly didn't take a timeout when they had the play prior to that. So they were up against the gun. If they should have done everything they could to get him down. They should have taken a penalty to get him down to anything. So he didn't score because the Chiefs only would have had one play.
Right.
And furthermore, he did say what Stoney said in the other bite about the distance to the goal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're first and goal at the 5, and you say, okay, let's take a penalty here, or let's try to hit him hard. Let's go after him. Let's blitz. Okay, mm-hmm. So he has little time to throw because the proximity to the end zone is you don't have space to hit him. And the worst thing that happens is you get a 2-yard penalty.
Right, half the distance.
I mean, we're talking about it, so maybe I'm a hypocrite by even saying this, but it's like, this is just one guy's take.
Yeah.
You know, again, this is not Roger Goodell saying it, or like I said, anybody in the 49ers brass. This is one guy's opinion. And it's not the worst opinion in the world.
No.
It just sounds a little bit odd when he says, I'm willing to sacrifice a 15-yard penalty to kind of send a message. Football's a game of messages. You're sending messages. And I always, you know, the game happens so fast that I think a lot of times it's easier for us to sit here in real time and say, they should think this and whatever. I mean, I still go back to the Aaron Rodgers Hail Mary against the Lions where Devin Taylor got the face mask penalty. And at that point in time, Aaron Rodgers couldn't throw the ball.
Right.
But Devin Taylor didn't realize that. Because remember, it was a fumble or a throwback or whatever it was. And he grabbed the face mask. And people said, oh, what an idiot by Devin Taylor. He should have known. It's like, in that, your mind is going so fast at that point in time, you don't have a chance to even stop and realize exactly what it was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.